So the theologians argued among themselves for nearly 400 years. How can this be? How can we make sense of a God who is one? But we say Father is God, we say Son is God, we say Holy Spirit is God. How can we have three persons and one God? Until someone said it's a mystery. But that's exactly what we have. We have three persons who we say are God. Each one is God, not a part of God, but is God in itself. And yet we only have one God. For those of you who speak Latin and have very good eyesight, you'll see this banner, which is placed strategically here to my left. And it proclaims in Latin what I have said to you. I have an English version of it here. And what it says is the Father is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Son. The Son is not the Father. Father is God. The Son is God. The Holy Spirit is God. Three distinct, separate, co-equal persons of the Godhead, each being God. You can pray to God the Father, who is God. You can pray to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who is God. You can pray to the Holy Spirit, who is God. Or you can just pray to God, who is God. It is a mystery. Now, there are some people that say, oh my gosh, it's just like, it's just like, those little things on St. Patrick's Day, shamrocks. It's just like a shamrock. Here's the Father, here's the Son, Holy Spirit. No. There are parts of the shamrock that are not the shamrock, and that's not how it works. And someone says, oh no, Pastor, what you should be thinking about is water, because water can exist in a variety of states. It can be frozen, it can be liquid, it can be a gas, but it can't be all three things. Actually, it can be also plasma. But it can't be those three things generally at the same time in the same place. There is no good analogy for the Trinity except the Trinity. And so we hold it as a mystery and we celebrate it. We don't understand it, but we celebrate it. And you celebrated it just a few moments ago as we sang about the dance of the Trinity. Now, it's hard to imagine a God who is three persons dancing, but we just sang that a few moments ago. And if God is to dance, God is to dance because he delights in his creation. He delights in the things that he has made. He delights in this world that he's created for us and the people who are in his own image and likeness. The image and likeness of three persons, but one God. And that is all wonderful. And that is all good. And we delight in such a God. What we should learn as the church from the Trinity is that the Son never argues with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit never feuds with the Father. The Father and Son never gave up on the Holy Spirit. They work together cooperatively to do what God will have done. What a wonderful model for the life of the church. There are no evils, he goes. There is no stubbornness. There is no bullheadedness. Everyone works together for the same goal, delighting in one another and affirming one another. Let me suggest that's a wonderful thing for us to do. The Father doesn't necessarily care whether he's first or second in a process. The Son doesn't care whether he's first or second. The Holy Spirit doesn't care. They don't care. As long as God's will is done with love, with peace, with justice, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are happy. Let us be like the Holy Trinity. Let us surrender our egos, our stubbornness, our pride, our bullheadedness, our desire to make things our way, and accept that when we work together cooperatively, when we listen to one another, when we follow one another, when perhaps instead of leading, we fall back, and perhaps instead of falling back, we lead, something good happens. Something wonderful happens. Because as we act like the Trinity, God will bless our work. We live in a world where people want to be first, where they want to have what they want. They want personal satisfaction. They want their own needs met immediately. They want something. They want people to recognize them. They want to be acknowledged. God doesn't care if you acknowledge that God is God. It doesn't matter to God. But if you love God, and if you follow in His path, you must acknowledge Him. You must celebrate Him. Let us try to use the Trinity as a model for all of our committees, and all of our discussions, and all of our thinking in the life of the church. Let us believe that as we work with one another, something good will happen. And perhaps in discussions, in conversations, even when we are a little excited about what we think we know, God will develop something in us that's even bigger, something part of His plan for us. May God bless us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May we keep the dance of the Trinity in our head, for our God is a God who delights in His creation and all